All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm speaking to you from New York City on the 23rd day of November 2021. I always like to remind you, I'm the editor of a newsletter called Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks. You can sign up for that by going to miningstocks.com. miningstocks.com. We like to plug Chen Lin's letter, What is Chen Buying, What is Chen Selling? Go to chenpicks.com and Michael Oliver's letter as well, olivermsa.com, and Michael will be with me in just a couple of minutes from now. We do want to thank our sponsors for making this show economically viable. This week's sponsors, Noble Resources, El Oro Resources, Hannon Metals, Labrador Gold Corp, Lion One Metals, SK Mining Corp, and Firefox Gold. I've titled today's show, Focusing on World-Class Gold and Silver Discoveries That Are Underway. Dr. Quentin Henning and Michael Oliver, my guests today. Last week, it looked as if the next leg up on the gold bull market may be underway, with the market closing the week above 1825, as Michael Oliver's momentum and structural analysis work suggested would likely do the trick. Well, you know, there's huge amounts of paper money that can be sold and manipulate the gold price in the short run. Gold price discovery can really be damaged by this, and there was a massive amount of paper futures markets activity this week that drove the gold price down very dramatically. Last Friday, Alistair MacLeod warned on King World News that the bullion banks would want to see gold lower to take out the longs and call options on the December contract. On those contracts that those banks wrote, he suggested that was behind Monday's massive smackdown by the bullion banks, and stated, and I quote, "Those of us buying physical to spend when fiat collapses should be eternally grateful." End of quote. And then later yesterday, Alistair tweeted, and I quote, "An entity dumped $1.25 billion worth of gold futures in 1 minute. And then a second dumping of that amount occurred also in 1 minute's time. Seems obvious the objective was to drive prices down as much as possible, as is most likely it is the major bullion banks slamming the market again with fake gold in the form of paper contracts." And Alistair also noted that something like the open interest, in the last three trading sessions, he said COMEX open interest has fallen 42,406 contracts. The bear raid by the bullion banks has been successful. They will want to shake out more flaky bulls ahead of option expiry, putting a price cap on of about $1,800. So he says, last chance to grab and hold some cheap physical, end of quotes. And so this may indeed be the last chance to pick up some cheap gold and silver bullion. If you take into account the amount of money that has been created with COVID-19 since that point in time, gold is now selling as low as when it was $35 an ounce in the 1970s and $250 in the early 2000s. From a fundamental point of view, you can make that case. But as cheap as gold is, you can make the argument also that the gold and silver shares are even cheaper, especially for exploration companies that are on the verge of outlining world-class discoveries. That's why I'm so happy to have Quentin Henning with me today to talk about Noble Resources after our first commercial break. And then in the third segment today, Quentin will be with me to talk about several small cap exploration companies that are sponsors to this show, as well as those that are among my favorites in my newsletter. And so he's going to be here to give us an update on some of those world-class discoveries that appear to be underway, and also Noble resources. He'll talk to us right after our first commercial break. But right now, I'm really happy to tell you that Michael Oliver is with us once again. Thanks for joining me, Michael.
Hi, Jay. Good to be back.
It's good to have you back, and I do have to ask you, and I'm sure people listening to this show would like to hear what your response is. 1825 was going to be a number that we were waiting for. We cleared that with a considerable spare, and yet they really slammed this market hard on Monday of this week. What is your take?
Well, my take is this. First off, any breakout that we get on momentum, you can sometimes get immediate gratification. In other words, it goes out the gate and just never looks back. That's usually rare. What a momentum trend change indicates to us is the trend pattern, the direction of the zigzags, if you want, is now shifted to positive. That doesn't mean you can't have pullbacks. You can't pull back below the breakout level even. It's quite possible. This is true with all markets, not just gold. Now, there are some numbers below that we issued today that we don't want to see. We're not near them right now. It would indicate a further sharp sell-off. But right now, the gold market's trading 30 bucks below our weekly closing breakout number that we wanted to see during this quarter, and that occurred several weeks ago. As you said, it went well above the breakout. However, we also wanted to see silver do same, and it did not. Silver closed a penny and a half, like 2 weekly closes ago or so, below our breakout number that we wanted to see, and it didn't close above it. It closed a penny and a half below our trigger number. That's how precise it was in its peak weekly close. And since then, it's dropped $2 back, you know, halfway back to the low that it made several months ago. So we want to see silver break out as well to reaffirm, to second what gold has said, and that hasn't occurred yet. And those numbers are up in the 25-30s. So we're trading around 2360 right now. So we're going to go back up again. So anyway, that's the technical situation. Is gold did break out over a structure, but silver did not agree with it. And we want silver to concur. So we're waiting on that. But there's some other things I think investors, particularly investors, not traders, need to pay attention to. We've been bashed by this Fed taper talk since June. Almost every month there's been a bashing. You know, where it rises again in the public sentiment and they bash the market. So when Powell was renominated on Monday, when Biden announced it, the market preferred to be Brainard. The gold and silver market did, at least some people did. Frankly, I thought it really wouldn't make a lot of difference. Powell has proven that he can print better than anybody. Ed, I don't care if he's a Republican or not. You know, he can print money, and he did what Trump told him to do, print money and get interest rates to zero. Well, he did it later than Trump wanted, but he did it. So he's proven his ability to do that. This talk of taper is very interesting because if you look at certain key markets that the Fed has defended by outright buying last spring, especially starting about May last year, they started buying outright ETFs on corporate debt. HYG is one of them, and JNK junk is the other. This is high-yield corporate debt ETFs, and they bought those outright. They ceased buying, as I understand, in June of this year. And once they did, if you'll look at a chart of HYG and JNK, those markets, which had been moving with the S&P 500 in nice sync over the last couple years, started to ooze downside over the last couple months, while the S&P continued to move higher. So they divorced themselves from the S&P, and this is a critical market arena. Pension funds own a lot of this stuff in order to get high yield. And by the way, read the article in the business section of the journal today, Wall Street Journal, about the situation that a lot of pension funds are finding themselves in. I'll read you the headline. Public pensions have less cash, making liquidity crunch a risk. Well, right now, HYG and JNK are within decimals of the low of the year. And the S&P is just off the high of the year. That is more critical to the Fed than anything, is this debt market. If that market starts to break down, this talk of taper, not buying that debt, for example, or selling it, for example, would crush that market and would also, in turn, greatly damaged the pension funds, which were in, at a 7-year low in terms of cash. You got to pay attention to that because the Fed will, but it's not a headline article. It's not a something that most investors or analysts are talking about. But that asset category is on the ropes, and our momentum work says it's on the ropes as well. It's not just weak in price, but the momentum says it's weak. So you got to watch that arena, because if it starts down, all this talk about Fed tapering, if they do, they're going to help deflate one of their biggest bubbles they've ever made. And if you look at an HYG chart or an S&P chart going back 12 years from 2008-9 lows, and look at the increase in price that we've seen over that dozen years, and then go get a chart, my suggestion, go to the St. Louis Fed website, Fed website, and pull up a chart on Fed funds rate going back decades. And you'll see that Fed funds rates were off the page low. I mean, they were at zero, they popped up to two, and they're back at zero, basically, okay? And compare that to history, and you'll understand why we have a bubble greater than any bubble we've ever seen in the stock market or in the corporate debt market. If that bubble starts to come undone and the Fed doesn't enter to protect it, meaning cease tapering and start printing again, then that bubble is going to unwind noisily and rapidly, in which case all this talk of taper goes out the window and instead the exact opposite occurs, in which case all the people selling gold, and they've repeatedly done it now four or five times since June, have been wrong. And if you'll look at the charts, you'll see all the sell-offs in gold based on the taper thing have gone come from the 1800s, gone back down into the 1700s, but it's just repeated selling in the same zone. They're really not making any headway. They just keep knocking it back down, but it comes back up again. The question is whether they can knock it back down and take out the March lows or not in the 1600s, or whether this is yet another false taper-type sell-off. Watch the corporate debt market. It's very critical.
Yeah, I would think so. And, of course, we know what the Fed will do. We think we know what the Fed will do. It will err on the side of ease rather than tightness.
They have to. They have no choice.
But it could get away from them. It could get away from them. You know, I mean,
it could.
They have to have perfect timing, right?
No, it could. You could have a situation, I could envision this, where they talk the taper enough to where these things unravel, start to come unraveled. And look at what's going on in the stock market this week. It's a pretty sharp drop from the high of the week, from Monday's high to today's low. And it will take a lot more to start triggering some things over there as well. They could go overboard the other way, meaning taper, not buy enough of these assets, start diminishing their holdings, and help cause the situation to come unraveled. Because the monster they made, they'll make it worse when it comes undone. And then, of course, the opposite will have to occur at some point, in which case they'll have to go even more overboard than they did over the last year in terms of printing money and keeping rates low. Notice that the ECB is not tapering.
Interesting.
Christine Lagarde is definitively not doing that. And so we got a division between supposed Fed policy and ECB policy. They're going opposite directions, no taper or taper. And the question is, will the Fed be alert enough to respond quickly, or will they let it come unraveled first before they panic? In which case, you could get an event where gold sells off, and then suddenly it looks up and realizes what's going on again. You know, the central bank's going berserk, and the gold will whiplash itself out of a hole. And that's a possibility. So far, I wouldn't say it's technically likely, but you know, anything's possible here.
Yes, indeed. So, I mean, that I think the number that you you passed along was something like 1750 or something like that.
1753 is a number I don't want to see on the front month gold.
Right.
If we don't see it this month, that's, we avoid it.
But if things come unraveled, we could see something below that, and then it would be a buying opportunity of a lifetime. One other thing I'd like to mention, Michael, and see what your thoughts is. Bob Hoy out of Vancouver, an elder statesman in our business, he talks about how gold always performs best after the bubble is pierced. And you know, in terms of the real value of gold, for example, you know. So
yes.
I don't know if that's a And the mining companies usually do very well in that environment as well. So, interesting enough. Just about a minute left, I'd like to ask you about Bitcoin. And you did in your weekend precious metals letter. You did compare Bitcoin to gold. Would you like to comment on that briefly? Because from going back to 2016, Bitcoin has risen about 3,500% relative to gold.
It's definitely beat gold and silver. since over the last 4 or 5 years. Okay, we know that. It's not in dramatic up waves and down waves, but it's been an upward pattern where Bitcoin has outperformed gold. However, there is a situation now with Bitcoin measured against gold or silver that says you got to be careful now, because we've got a structure underneath this on annual on long-term momentum of Bitcoin, on the spread of Bitcoin versus gold or Bitcoin versus silver, that if you pause Bitcoin much or cause it to pull back while gold doesn't do the same on a percentage basis, then the spread relationship could shift positively for gold and silver versus Bitcoin. And frankly, given the structure that's been built since a 2018 low in this spread, there have been three up waves, you cannot afford too much pullback in Bitcoin and an opposite up move or stability in gold and silver. Otherwise, the relative performance will shift favoring the monetary metals over Bitcoin. And it wouldn't surprise us to see that occur in the next couple of months. It hasn't occurred yet. We don't have a signal yet, but it's ready and waiting, put it that way.
All right. All right. We'll have to leave it go at that. And, of course, to keep up with that sort of thing, as well as many other markets that you follow for your subscribers, it's OliverMSA.com. Michael, thank you so much for being with us again.
Thank you, Jay.
Always important. Thank you so much. Well, folks, we do have to go to break, but don't go away. Dr. Quentin Henning will be with us to talk about Novo Resources. I'll be right back with Dr. Henning.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Firefox Gold is actively exploring in Finland, where recent discoveries have sparked a new gold rush. Firefox controls a major portion of a prospective gold belt, giving the company a distinct advantage for exploration and strategic partnerships. The company's strong international leadership team, combined with its Finland-based exploration specialists, will put Firefox on the crest of the coming wave of gold discoveries. Firefox Gold trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol FFOX. Go to firefoxgold.com to subscribe for updates.
SK Mining Corp, trading under the symbol ESK on the TSX Venture and ESKYF on the OTCQB, is a mineral exploration company targeting precious metals, rich VMS deposits in the heart of British Columbia's Golden Triangle. SK Mining controls a prospective land package totaling 130,000 acres, which lies across a geologic trend that once hosted the prolific SK Creek Mine. With a world-renowned geological team, funding in place, and shareholders such as Eric Sprott, SK Mining is on the cusp of a world-class discovery. Go to skmining.com to subscribe for updates.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Follow us on Twitter at Voice America TRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's Voice America TRN.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.